It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad to have you with us today. And not in the studio, but via telephone, we've got Dana Scott, who is the director of the Marion County Library. Always good to talk to you. Dana, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It's always good to talk to you, too. I wish I could see you, but that doesn't happen often.
We really don't. We don't get to see each other very often, but we do get to talk at least once a month.
That's right.
And it's always good to talk to you. And let's go ahead and just say it is summer. I know it doesn't really feel like it, but summer is here at last, and you have a ton of summer events lined up.
So many. Oh my gosh, so much going on at the Marion County Library. First of all, I want to promote something that's happening today. We have our craft program at 1 o'clock, and we are using our knitting looms today, and we're going to learn how to make some different kind of bags, like a water bottle bag, a farmer's market bag, different things like that. If you're going to the water, going to a pool, anything like that, you just need something to hold your towels, we're going to learn how to make that today.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
So we're pretty excited about that. But to continue on with crafts, next week we're going to make paracord pet collars. We didn't want to just say dog collars because there's cat people out there too, you know. So some of us are both.
I also
could use a bunny if anybody's listening. So anyway, we're doing some pet collars next week. And then the week after, we're going to go back into working with our Cricut and our Xyron machine and make some scrapbooking stuff. So very exciting for the whole month of crafts. Thursday, we have Marty the Magician. Also, Thursday is my birthday, I just have to say. So I'm really excited that Marty the Magician is coming for my birthday at the library.
That sounds like a party in and of itself.
Exactly. So that'll be Thursday at 11 o'clock, and it'll be at the Marion County Fairgrounds. So go there, 11 o'clock, see Marty the Magician, say hi to me, and then swing back by the Marion County Library because we're going to feed you after you see the magician. And we do that for the whole summer, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're going to feed the youth. So feel free to come by 12 to 2, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to get some food in your belly, and then come back to the Marion County Fairgrounds, mm-hmm. for the Summer Night Sky with Zach Fisher. And he's with the Arkansas State Parks, and that's on June 20th. And then on the 27th, Jessica and I will be painting the night sky. We've got all different kinds of crafts and some amazing books that we're going to read to the kiddos and those adults that want to come too. But again, come back by the library 12 to 2, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So we're really excited about all of those things. Plus, again, so much going on. We did a game night last week, and it was Flux game night. So if you don't know how to play Flux, you need to come on in, and I will teach you how to play Flux. But next week, we're going to do all about kittens. Every game that we have is going to have to do with kittens and cats. We've got exploding kittens. You got to be Kitten Me and Cat Lady. So come on in next Tuesday at 5:30 to play Crazy Cat Games.
That is hysterical. That sounds like so much fun.
I know. Right?
I might have to come out for that one because I am a cat person.
I'm telling you, Cat Lady is hilarious. And exploding kittens, you don't actually explode the kittens. The kittens come after you.
Ah.
So anybody who's thinking that it's going to be, oh, bad for the kittens, it's not. They're coming after you with bombs. So it's okay.
Chimney Christmas.
I know, it's
What'll
really
they
funny.
Think of next?
I'm sure I can come up with something.
Absolutely.
Beyond that, we've got our book chat that's meeting on June 25th at noon. And we have our summer reading program for kids, teens, and adults this year. Adults can earn prizes.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. You and I talked about that last month because you were just kind of coming on board with it. Does this all revolve around the universe of stories? Is that correct? Is that what I got off the website?
You're so smart paying attention to stuff.
I'm trying.
Yes, everything to do with either the night sky, the universe, all different kinds of things. And actually, the adults, when they come in, they get a passport. And the passport is for your you're going to go to planets in the solar system, and that's where it's an intergalactic passport, not just going overseas. You're going out into the universe with your passport, and every time you do something in that passport, like attend a program or read a book, we stamp that passport. You get done with the passport, you bring it in, you get a prize, and then you can keep doing those passports, and you could be entered into the drawing at the end of the summer for a big prize.
That sounds like, again, like so much fun. I love the fact that the library, Marion County Library, is thinking outside the box. And when I say that, I mean completely outside the library. I mean, you're going to the Marion County Community Building there on the fairgrounds to do some of these activities, and you're taking people outside to visit the universe.
We're very excited about all of the things that are going on. The only other thing I want to touch on real quick is we are still accepting teens in this library. They've kind of been missing lately because it's been so nice outside. So we want to encourage those parents that have teens at home with nothing to do, send them to the library. We can either put them to work or we can just play games with them.
Hey,
so we'd love to see them.
That's a great idea. Teach those kids about the volunteer spirit and having a servant's
Absolutely.
Heart. Tell them, hey, why don't you go help them put books on the shelf or catalog books or do something.
Cleaning is always good.
Always.
And we give those volunteers chocolate.
There's an incentive.
Exactly. And we also have hot cocoa if you want a hot drink. If not, we do have soda pop for the kids or just water.
There you go. There's a million different ways to enjoy the library. All you have to do is come in and enjoy it.
That's true.
No,
so
there
true.
You go. There you go. Dana Scott, tell everybody where you're located and what your hours are.
Well, Monday through Friday, we are open 9 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. On Saturdays, we're open 10 to 2, and we are 308 West Old Main Street. So we're just, if you get to the courthouse and you're coming through, we're about across the street, a little bit behind the Dollar General.
Dana Scott, it's always good to talk to you. Enjoy your June at the Marion County Library. For more information, go to marcolibrary.org. Dana Scott, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll talk to you in July.
Absolutely. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.